Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Doreen Peterson, and she is a transit assistant out at SWPCO. Doreen, first of all, good morning to you. Off and running this morning.
Good morning. Thank you for thinking of us today.
You bet. And we're going to talk mostly about transportation, but SWPCO is a really important part of SWPCO, the Southwest Iowa Planning Council. But and you deal with housing and funding, businesses, a whole lot of things. But we want to talk about transportation today. So let's start with just some of the basic different things that SWPCO, the Southwest Iowa Transit Agency, offers.
Okay. Well, SWPCO is the public transit for 8 counties in Southwest Iowa. Cass County is where our office is located in Atlantic, but we do serve 8 counties here in our region. I would say people think of SWPCO as transporting the elderly and the disabled, but really we're transportation for all. We're open to the public, and you'll see us transporting kids to preschool or school. We do a lot of medical transportation, taking people to doctor's appointments, and we're really interested in expanding our work routes. And so we have routes from Atlantic anyway that take people to Shelby, to the Menards Distribution Center, also to Red Oak, to American Hydraulics, and some other work routes in other cities like in Council Bluffs too. So that's something that I think we'll see increasing as these years go by.
So I've heard you talk about individuals, transportation for individuals, and also for groups.
Yes. So if there's a group that has a transportation need, they can call our office. There are some charter laws that the FTA and the DOT has set forth, and so we do have to follow their guidelines and be cognizant of charter rules so that we're not competing with private charter companies out there. But there are some types of trips like that we can do, and we're certainly willing to entertain any idea that people might have, and we can take it from that step and see if it's something that we might be able to provide that kind of trip. One thing this time of year that we'll see, maybe a nursing home or another group might call because they want to see some Christmas lights at the farm by Elliott, or downtown Atlantic is really popular with Christmas lights, and that's fine. But the DOT and FTA do require that our trips have a destination, and so we have that conversation when somebody calls and asks about that kind of trip, so that we make sure that, you know, we're following proper protocol. And so they might stop for hot chocolate somewhere, and not everybody's required to get off the bus if they're not comfortable or not able to, but those kinds of trips we are willing to, you know, discuss if somebody wants to call in and see what might be available for them.
When you need transportation, I think you need to talk to SWPCO. And you're kind of the person who works with those groups, the kind of special things?
Yeah, so my title is outreach specialist as a transit assistant. And so I do like to work with existing clients and make sure that their needs are being met. But I'm also trying to help think of ideas or drum up new services that might have transportation needs in our area that aren't being met. And so when we find groups or businesses or organizations that have barriers involving transportation, then I like to get involved to see if it's something that SWPCO might be able to, you know, start a service or provide a service that might help in that situation.
Let's talk a little bit about taxi service. You know, now it's snowed, we've got ice, and maybe if you have a car even, maybe it would be a good idea to leave it in the garage. What are the taxi options?
So here in Atlantic, we do run the taxi service Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. No, excuse me, Monday through Saturday, 7 a.m. to 10 p.m., and on Sundays from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. We also operate a taxi in five other communities in our eight-county region, and their hours differ depending on the town, and so you just need to call our office if you want specific details about those taxi towns, or the information is also available on our website. But here in Atlantic, it's a really popular way for some individuals to get around all year long, not just when the weather's bad, but this is their way to get around town. And so I think we do, like you said, see an increase during the bad weather because people don't want to have to get their car out and drive in icy conditions. But we have the great news this past year of cutting the cost, the rate for the taxi fare, in half. And so now it is $2.50 one way for general public and $2 for a trip for somebody who's age 60 or above. And that was exciting news because usually costs are always increasing. So for once, we were able to deliver good news and reduce the rates for the taxi rides.
And you mentioned the cost. What can you buy coupons ahead? Do you always have to call each time? Tell us a little bit about how that works if I want to use the taxi.
Okay. We do have some individuals that are on a standing order that don't have to call in every time because they have a set schedule going to work. But then other individuals just use it as an on-call need, and so they just call at the time that they want their ride. What sometimes happens when you call at the time you're ready to go, there might be three people ahead of you, so you might have a little bit of a wait. But if you want to call a little bit in advance, or if you're willing to wait, that's fine. There are some of our individuals are on a fixed income, and so they like to purchase their taxi tickets in advance so that they don't always have to have cash on hand. So they'll buy them when they get paid, and then they'll have those tickets, to use until they get paid again. So you're more than welcome to come out to SWPCO and purchase taxi tickets in our office, or you can pay the driver in cash or check.
That's good. Now, I'm just thinking, everybody is shopping for Christmas gifts. Wouldn't this be a great gift for some folks?
Absolutely, LaVon. We have some people that will purchase taxi tickets for their loved ones as a Christmas gift because, when you're on a limited income, it's kind of nice if that's one of the Christmas gifts you open or that you find in your Christmas stocking would be some extra taxi tickets to help you get around town. So that's a wonderful idea.
And you don't have to dust them, and they don't have any calories.
No, exactly. It's the perfect gift.
It is. And let's talk a little bit about the drivers. You have drivers who do the taxi. You have drivers who do the buses. Who are those people, and what kind of training do they receive?
The drivers that we have, it's a wide variety. We have male, female, young, middle-aged, not so young. But really, they're a wonderful group of people. They go through thorough training, background checks. They're part of a random drug and alcohol drug pool. So they're constantly going through that kind of background check. And then we have training and reinforcement training all year long with drivers just to kind of help refresh their memory on things that are, what to do, what not to do when you're driving, whether it's in normal conditions or maybe in winter conditions, that they're always constantly going through training. And our drivers are very caring individuals. They're careful drivers. Safety all year long is our number one priority. During the winter months, safety is even more important because of the elements that are out of our control. And the drivers, do a very good job of being very careful. Sometimes they have to leave a little earlier than normal because of the roads. We appreciate when people have patience if we are running a little bit behind schedule because of the roads, but it all comes down to, being safe and getting people to their destination in a safe manner.
Do they have to have a special license?
It's a CDL. It's a Class C CDL with a passenger endorsement that they get. And we do help them with the driving portion of that test because they would have to drive a bus to complete that that license. And so they use one of our buses.
For some people, I think that would be just a wonderful job if they want to get work with people and they like to drive. Hey, be a great job. Okay, let's talk about the best way to contact SWPCO and SWTA.
Okay. Well, the toll-free number for SWTA is 1-800-842-8065. The local number in our Atlantic office, area code, of course, is 712-243-2518. And we're open 6 a.m. until 5 p.m. Monday through Friday. We do have a night machine that's on after hours if you need to leave a message that you're looking for a ride or that you're canceling a ride. We have email and we have website, we have fax. So whatever is the most convenient for the individual, we're flexible with however they want to communicate. We have a Facebook page if they want to send us a Facebook message. So we'll respond in any of those forms.
Very good. We want to thank you very much, Doreen Peterson, for visiting with us and just bringing to light and reminding us of all of the options that SWTA, Southwest Iowa Transit Agency, offers. And until next time, here's a thought from James Russell Miller. Nothing else in all life is such a joy as privilege of doing good.